Khalid arrived at his commander's house before first light. At 15, he was built like a Great Dane puppy, all legs and feet, except for the wisp of hair growing around his upper lip. The facial hair marked him as a man, but it was the pistol in his waist that made him feel untouchable. Khalid was a Jundi, what the men of the Algerian Liberation Front called a gun boy. Armed with Kalashnikovs, they were street thugs who took what they wanted. Khalid's only loyalty was to Commander Sheb Masih. Masih ran the Bir Murad Raish district, the strategic strip of land that ran from the plateau of western Algiers to the Hydra district where the Westerners had their embassies. He also controlled the docks where Khalid traded hashish and opium for guns and RPGs. It was because of the docks that everyone called Masih the Emir, and as long as Khalid worked for him, he was untouchable. As he always did when summoned to the Emir's house, Khalid went straight to the fridge for a beer. The kitchen was dark, and he yanked at the handle. The seal gave way with a wet pop, and the harsh light hit him in the eyes, dilating his pupils. He was twisting the cap off the bottle when a voice said in Arabic, "A bit early. Damn." Khalid jumped, and the bottle slipped out of his hand and shattered on the tile floor. He stepped back, reaching for the pistol stuck in his waistband, glass crunching under his feet. A match flared at the table, and a pair of scarred hands appeared in the circle of yellow light. The man leaned in to touch the end of the cigarette against the flame, and Khalid froze. His face was gaunt and skeletal, and suddenly Khalid had to pee. It happened every time he got nervous or scared.
"You pull that piece."
The man paused to drag smoke into his lungs.
"And I will blow you out of your shoes."
It was too dark for Khalid to make it out if he had a gun, but if he did, there was no doubt that the man would kill him right there. So he raised his hands, palms out like they did in the American movies, and prayed that Commander Masih was close by. He thanked Allah when the lights came on and his boss stomped into the kitchen.
"Khalid, why are you standing like that?"
Masih nodded to the man at the table.
"This is the boy I told you about."
The man calmly brought his right hand up, his eyes freezing Khalid in place. They were black and emotionless, just like the Egyptian cobra that had bit his cousin. But instead of fangs, the man was holding a large revolver centered on Khalid's gut.
"Do you know who I am?" he asked.
Khalid nodded. There was no mistaking the face. It was the burned man. His voice cracked when he answered.
"Yes, yes."
"Sheb says you have the Hadia. Is that true?"
The gift. It was the name his mother had given his ability to find things. When he nodded again, the burned man put his thumb on the hammer and eased it forward. Khalid hadn't realized he was holding his breath until his head began to spin. His legs trembled beneath him, and he could hear his heart hammering like a drum in his chest.
"He would have killed me," he realized.
At that moment, Khalid understood that he knew nothing about death. He had been strong before walking into the kitchen, and now he was weak, helpless to control the shaking that ran up his legs.
"Have a seat before you fall down," Masih snapped.
Khalid walked to the table. He heard the refrigerator open behind him when he sat and forced himself not to jump when the man pushed a photograph across the table.
"Can you find this man for me?"
Masih had to thump the fresh beer against his shoulder before Khalid realized it was there. He took it and poured half the bottle down his parched throat, stopping only when he ran out of air. As a Jundi, Khalid spent most of his time running errands for Masih and his lieutenants. He knew the city like the back of his hand, but the gift he couldn't explain. Somehow he was able to find people even if they wanted to stay hidden. The man in the picture was an Arab, light-skinned, but not like the Berbers. He had soft features, short black hair, and a thin nose. Khalid focused on the eyes and the nose. They were the hardest to change. Finally, after memorizing the face, he nodded.
"Okay."
Masih took out an old flip phone and handed it to Khalid.
"If he finds him before noon, I will give you an extra $100,000,
the burned man said to Masih.
My number is the only one on this phone. You call me as soon as you find him. If you tell anyone, I will kill your father first. He is still working at the oil fields in Yassi Twil, correct?